Chairman, again, stand on the grounds of the First Amendment, the committee's violation of the First Amendment, pertaining to my beliefs and association.
You stand, sir, on the grounds of the First and the Fifth Amendment.
I have an additional reason in which I refuse to answer the question. One is the constitutional amendment, I believe the sixth, that gives a person who's accused of anything the right to confront his witnesses. Since I have not had that opportunity, and I apparently, from the past experience of this committee, am not about to get such opportunity, I will have to respectfully decline to answer any other questions. I take the First, Sixth, 14th, 5th Amendments to the Constitution of the United States to that question. I do so in full awareness that these amendments of the Constitution were designed to protect exactly people like me facing people like you.
And I further refuse to answer these questions or any questions that you may have to answer me on the basis of the First, the Fourth, the Fifth, the Sixth, and the 10th and 14th Amendments to the United States Constitution, the entire Constitution, as well as all the laws and statutes on our books which substantiate and support these amendments and laws and constitutional guarantees, and the various court interpretations of those laws and statutes.
I ask you this question in all sincerity. If this Committee on Un-American Activity should initiate the proceedings to grant you a complete immunity from criminal prosecution based on any information, direct or collateral, which you can give this committee in the course of testimony to serve your government, and if those proceedings are consummated so that you are granted such immunity, would you accept that immunity, and would you then testify fully and freely, respecting all items of information on which we might interrogate you within the purview of this committee's jurisdiction?